she also has shown herself to be quite adept on the keyboard, but tonight I believe she's going to read to us. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
Thank you, Ellen. Whoops, can this go down a little bit more, please? Thanks. That's good. No, is it on? Is it on? Yeah, whatever. Okay, I thought I'd read something nice and dark and gloomy since I haven't done that for a while. I actually had written this a while back, but I guess this sort of thing is unfortunately still going on in a lot of the world. I'll read you the little excerpt that I had originally read that had prompted this poem. It was from the Boston Globe by Marion Lloyd back in June 14th of 2004. And she wrote, "Guatemala City, at a rate of more than one a day, the mutilated bodies of Guatemalan women are turning up on roadsides and in dumpsters. Some have been decapitated with butcher knives. Others have been strangled or burned beyond recognition. Since January of 2002, 1,183 Guatemalan women have been murdered, many in unspeakable ways, and nobody knows why." And a couple of weeks ago, I had heard this interview on NPR about a young woman from Afghanistan who had managed to run away from her Taliban father and brother, because their big plans for her were to have her be a suicide bomber, whether she liked it or not. And she barely managed to get away, but did, and she was doing this interview. So this sort of made me think, well, maybe I can haul this out. The poem's entitled "A Floating Heart." I wonder if they look at the faces as they chop their heads off. I wonder if they recognize their sisters, lovers, mothers. I wonder if there's a moment of surprise, an awakening from the walking nightmare of the killing frenzy, where sharks blindly chew on anything with the appropriate smell. The hatred which burns so hot and bright is nothing new, nothing more macabre than thousands of years of violence against the mystery of their wombs. Joan thought she might have fooled them, bushwhacked them for a time. Renowned in 1429 as the Insolent Virgin, she slipped into a hero's shoes and leggings and sweated in armor to end the rotting mounds of bodies piling up in her backyard. Riding through the stink of rich men's wars, she heard the sweet voice of the monarchy's current god, guiding her through a hero's quest, greedily keeping her pure for himself. But they caught up with her after her work was done. Her ungrateful king saw her once more as a pawn, a woman, and a witch. They burned her as they were then justified to do, and were shocked to see her heart remain intact, listing on the pile of hot ash, throbbing lightly through her own dust. The story tells of priests throwing the heart into the local river to drown it once and for all, only to see it bounce up high in the water, dancing with the current, beating in time with the moon. I'll never wonder that you'll chop my head off. I'll never roast alive in my armor. And we don't swim with sharks here in this latitude. But at times when the gift of our love sits crushed in your back pocket and your mouth fills with words about women, will you turn away from me to look into the dry desert of fear, sideways over your shoulder, holding a rock in your hand? I find myself running at night in my dark, moonless dreams to the forested banks of the ever-running river, searching the current for a floating heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.